Matt, what's it like to be back for a fourth year?
It feels good. You know, there's some familiarity here, obviously, and I've said it every year, but growing up here in Appleton, it's a baseball town, and we've had some nice teams. There's been some really nice things that have happened to the facility here over the last few years, so I'm very excited to be back, be a part of it.
A lot of guys in your position, you know, with the championship, you know, probably have aspirations to move up to the big leagues. Is that still, you know, a possibility for you, or are you happy here in Appleton because it's home?
I think it's a possibility. It's a goal down the road. For right now, this is where I feel like I should be. I'm really enjoying myself. I enjoy the process of the game of baseball, the teaching aspect of it. And there's a lot of teaching that goes on with 18 to 22-year-olds here on a daily basis. So, yes, to answer that question, I think I would like to pursue a big league opportunity at some point in my life, but right now very much enjoying my time here in Appleton.
Matt, can you talk about the changes in the coaching staff?
Yeah, we will have some new faces on our coaching staff this year. Returning will be Jeff Paxson, our trainer. He will be entering, I believe, his 21st year in minor league baseball at all levels. He's a guy that I rely on quite a bit. We work very well together. He was a trainer of mine when I played, and this will be the fourth year. I think we've been working together. It's great to have him back. We'll have a couple coaches this year. We're splitting some time with the hitting coaches. We have Chucky Caulfield, who will be entering his first full season as a hitting coach. And then Kenny Dominguez, who's been around the game at many different levels, very similar to Dusty Rhodes in that aspect. He's been in college baseball. He's been at all different levels in professional baseball. He's bilingual. And the Brewers have put a little bit more investment into their Latin development over the last few years, and I fully expect that our Latin players to show up here in Appleton in the next couple years. A little more of them, I should say.
Did Dusty just decide to hang it up?
Yeah, it was a mutual agreement. I believe before the season started, Dusty mentioned that if there was a younger coach that was ready to be here in Appleton, don't let him stand in the way. But he did a great job here for 3 years. I don't see him getting too far away from the game. He's a great baseball man, and I wouldn't be shocked if he shows up here at some point during the summer. Our pitching coach, our new pitching coach, will be Elvin Nina. He's a graduate of Oklahoma State University. I believe he played for 10 seasons in minor league baseball, and much of that in AAA. Another bilingual coach that will help out with our Latin players. And he's also, he was a pitching coach at Helena last year, so he'll be familiar with many of the pitchers that will be here this summer.
A little self-evaluation, but how, in your mind, have you gotten better over the last 4 years?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I come out here every day and try to get a little bit better each day. And it's a learning curve for the players and the coaches. Myself, you know, I talk to some guys that have been in the game for years. And every day, if you're not willing to learn, then you should probably get away from it. But that's what's great about the game. Each day presents a different opportunity, and there's certain things that you can prepare for, and there's certain things that you have to make adjustments on the fly, and that's why I enjoy the game. So I'll continue to try to do the best I can, and where we fail, you know, we'll try to get a little bit better each day.
You stick close to home for family reasons?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of reasons. That's a big reason for sure. Growing up here, I have three young children, and I've been married now for 11 years. You know, that time with the family is priceless, as they say. You know, my son spends a great deal of time out here at the ballpark, and he's all wrapped up in it. I get to sleep in my own bed for half the year. But also, it's much more than just the family. It's the community. It's the way the people here at Fox City Stadium work, and the relationship that I've built on a professional level with the people that run the stadium, and also the community. I mean, it's a great place to live and raise a family and to work. So with all that together, I mean, are many of the reasons that I stay here.
Have the Brewers at any time said we'd like to move you up the chain a little bit, start that process?
Yeah, there's been some discussion over the last few years about movement, and every year at the end of the regular season, They ask you your short-term goals, your long-term goals. And really, right now, that hasn't changed in the last few years for me. I still think of myself as a fairly young man in this profession. I really enjoy the teaching aspect of the game and the level of the kids here at low A ball. And when that gets stale, or I stop enjoying that part of it, then maybe it will be time to move on.